Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
I'm a raving fan of professional organizations and believe that if you have any interest in commerce, you should be affiliated with at least one. Regardless of whether you're a business owner, an employee, or even retired, I believe a professional organization can be incredibly valuable. I found there are two types of professional organizations, general and trade specific. So two examples of general professional organizations locally here in the Santa Clarita Valley, where I live, are our local Chamber of Commerce and the Valley Industry Association, AKA VIA, V-I-A. A trade-specific organization is exactly what the name suggests, an entity centered around one specific industry. Our business focuses on staff training and leadership development, and two professional organizations in our field are the Association for Talent Development, ATD, and the Professionals in Human Resources Association, PIHRA, P-I-H-R-A, which is part of SHRM, the Society for Human Resources Management. With regard to the leadership of professional organizations, I've noticed that some are tremendously well run and others not so much. The former have websites that work and events that engage, and the latter have broken website links that lead nowhere and only list events that have already passed. Now, within well-run professional organizations, they always seem to be on top of their game, proactively providing opportunities to engage their members and therefore attract new ones. And well-run professional organizations are both dynamically effective and efficiently managed. Now, conversely, I've observed and subsequently unsubscribed from other organizations that seem stuck in the past and achieve little more than providing a job for one person usually to sit at the top and actually do very little. And poorly run organizations are ineffective and inefficient, and in my opinion, do a disservice to their remaining members. See, as non-profit entities, professional organizations are required to have a board of directors. And I've noticed there are two types of board members: those who sit on a board and those who serve on a board. And you'll often hear people say they sit on a board, but I'm always much more attentive when I hear someone say they serve on a board. There's a big difference between sitting and serving. Now, interestingly, I've noticed a direct correlation between what I deem to be a well-run organization and a spirit of service within its board of directors. And conversely, poorly run organizations seem to attract and actually carry a bunch of dead wood who just sit on the board, that rarely show up. If they do show up, they show up late, and they actually accomplish very little and don't do what they said they were going to do as a result of the last meeting. Now let's turn our attention to those who participate within professional organizations. I've noticed through my networking, there are actually three types of affiliates: what I call the passive, the proactive, and then the pedestrian. And the passive member does pay for membership, but they seem interested only in what they can get rather than what they can give. And the passives do attend the organization's events, but they listen very little and simply try to hand out as many business cards as possible, hoping some will stick. Now, the proactive member goes what I call plus one, meaning they often volunteer to serve in some capacity rather than just be served as a member. Their plus one may take the form of serving on a committee, being an ambassador, or even becoming a board member. Now, the third category, pedestrians. The pedestrians stroll the sidewalk, but they never actually commit to become a member of the professional organization. They pay the non-member price in more ways than one. Their window shopping keeps them on the outside, and what they don't realize is that it's much better to be inside the store with everyone else. Well-run professional organizations tend to attract proactives, and any pedestrians walking by soon realize it's better to cross the street and actually come inside. Sadly, I've seen that poorly run professional organizations often attract, guess what, passives, and it got many pedestrians wandering around aimlessly. So in summary, regardless of whether you're a business owner, an employee, or retired, I'd encourage you to join a well-run professional organization, commit to going plus one as a member, and seek to serve in some capacity. And if you get given that noble, honorable responsibility to be on a board, make sure you serve and not just sit there.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.